During tax time, there's nothing worse than hearing about the couple who makes more money than you do and who owes the IRS nothing when you owe, or maybe you're even having to file an extension because you owe. How do they do it? Steve Yoder is a writer for the Fiscal Times and Business Insider, and he joins us now with more. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Mary Beth.
So you found that the people who, let's say, maybe, I guess as individuals, make more than $200,000 a year and don't owe anything to the IRS, this group of people is growing.
Yes, it is. The number, this is in 2009. This IRS report came out last May, and it covers the 2009 tax year, which is the latest data. So there were 19,500 of these folks in 2009. That's up about 15% from the year before. And over the course of, 20 years, well, 1977 till 2009, that group has gone from 65 people in 1977 to, almost 20,000 today.
Okay, so you looked into it and sort of broke it down to try and figure out what their secret is.
Yes, the IRS identified, it's in a combination of things. It's a combination of exempt income that people are getting, like, what we call muni bonds, tax-exempt municipal and state bonds that are floated, that states and municipalities float. So it's a combination of that plus, high deductibles, a high number of deductibles. You've got a lot of mortgage interest or business losses, or it's a combination of those things. But the biggest factor are those muni bonds, the IRS said. In about 60% of the cases, this exempt muni bond interest was the reason, the primary reason that these people owed no taxes.
It's interesting because I think over the course of the last several years, we keep hearing people talking about how it's harder and harder to deduct. The alternative minimum tax is getting more people than ever before. But you're finding there are ways.
Well, that's the irony of the alternative minimum tax, because it was set up in the 1960s to prevent, because people were outraged by this phenomenon. But, for example, the muni bond interest is exempt from alternative minimum tax. Alternative minimum tax also does not capture, if you have a high number of deductibles, it'll drop your income below the trigger point where the alternative minimum tax kicks in. So there are still many people who, that alternative minimum tax doesn't capture.
So, Steve, when you look at this information, what do you think the average person can take away from it? What can we learn from it, and how can we live like these folks?
Well, for those of us of average income, it's tough. You can't. Because for most of us, for example, these muni bonds are, if you're in the 20% tax bracket, you're not getting as much of a benefit as the rich folks are. But the bigger takeaway is we've decided to use our tax system to make payouts from the government for things we like charitable deductions, like helping state and local governments build infrastructure. But, the trade-off for that is we've got a group of people who owe nothing. We've also got a more complicated tax system. So, there are I think that's the bigger picture policy question.
All right, Steve Yoder, a financial writer for the Fiscal Times and Business Insider. Why more affluent Americans pay no taxes? We appreciate you joining us.
You're very welcome.